It's been my great fortune to know Bill Hargis, not only as an athlete, but as a friend, and to know the family. His brother Meade and I roomed together a year in college. I spent several times very enjoyable weekends at the old Hargis farm down in Crawford County, Kansas, and I knew Mr. Hargis and Mrs. Hargis very well. When they moved to Pittsburgh, every time I went to Pittsburgh, I'd call on them. And the whole family, everyone I've known, are genuine, wonderful people, as you might already know. And I suspect most of the things that have been said are an understatement. I want to say here that I think probably one of the finest tributes that can be paid a coach is to have one of his opponents, like Doc Weed and Ward Haylett, express the thoughts as they did tonight. Bill had more friends, many friends, among the opposing athletes than most any coach I know. One of the KU boys, Lee Benton, who isn't here tonight, who lives out in Portland, ran across one of the old football players from the University of Nebraska, Lawrence Ely. And Bill has in this booklet here a nice letter from Lawrence Ely, which I say is a tremendous tribute to the man and the friend of all boys. It's my privilege here tonight to talk about something about Bill, and I'm not going to keep you long. And Bill, there's no need of me telling anything to you about what you've done. You know everything, but most of you people out there are aware of many of the fine things he did do. But it's been so long ago, some of it, that perhaps it's slipped your mind. I don't know, the records don't prove this, but I'm sure that it would take a lot of disproving to try to refute the fact that Bill was a great coach and a great inventor, that he was the first in many of the things that happened to modern football during his coaching career. I believe it's true that he was the first coach to use a lineman to pull out and run interference on slant plays and outside plays. And that was at the College of Emporia in 1910. He was the first man to use the offensive huddle to call signals. That happened while he was a coach at Oregon State University, or Oregon State College in those days, when the crowd was so close to the field that the quarterback couldn't get the signals across. And the quarterback says, "Hey, come back here, and we'll go from there." And that was adopted as a way to solve that problem. Several years ago, I was at a football meeting in New York City, in which Newt Rockne and Gus Duray of the University of Notre Dame were credited and extolled for being the first men to use the forward pass. So that was in 1914. I think it was when they suggested that they used that pass, and the first time it was ever revealed. Well, it may have been the first time it was ever revealed in the Notre Dame Army game, but it certainly wasn't the first time it was ever used, because my first knowledge of, first time I ever heard of Bill Hargis, he was the coach of the College of Emporia. And in 1910, 11, and 12, he inherited one of the great, and I call Art Schaubinger my all-time All-American quarterback. He had the cunning of a fox and was intelligent and if he was a mind, too, I think he could have been a great poker player or crapshooter. But I am sure that the College of Emporia threw more passes in their victory over Haskell Indians in 1912. And I think the score was 20-17. I'm sure they threw more passes successfully in that ball game than Gus DeRay and Newt Rockne ever completed in their whole career. I'm sure of that, because they threw the forward pass from all over the field, as you find in this. Another thing with that College of Emporia team was the fact that he was endowed with a great right halfback, a left-handed passer, Twisty Granger, who's since gone, and another fine right halfback. Twisty Granger was a good sprinter in track, and Roy Frazier at the left halfback, both passers. And on the rollout pass, Shabby would roll out and start on an end run, and that was the beginning of the option play. They called an end run, and Les Edmonds or Jimmy Russell, whoever the ends were, would find an open spot down the field, and many times they'd throw the ball successfully. And I say that was the first team that ever had the option play in the repertoire of offense. Forward passing came in in those days, in most teams, as a sort of a last resort play, when you had long yardage and couldn't do anything, and you just pray, a sort of a prayer play. But I'm sure that was the beginning of the option play, because they worked it. Both halfbacks would pass or run on wide plays. Then he asked, I'm sure, was the first man who used the huddle for defensive plays, for defensive plans. In 1923, that started right on this campus. And you know, today, all teams huddle defensively. All teams huddle offensively. Of course, the only trick about that is sometimes you can get up there and run a play before they huddle, so that's simple to handle because they have a standard operation to go from. I believe that he was the first coach in track to use a metal vaulting pole. And that was right on this campus. Give me that remark. Yeah. Sure. Yeah, I understand that. I am not sure, but I believe he was the first coach whose safety man took off his shoes for a punt return. That happened in the College of Emporia game. This is a statistic. Bill's had a career football record of 124 wins, 47 losses, and 9 defeats. He coached football, track, and basketball for 28 years at Marion High School, the College of Emporia, Kansas State Teachers College, Oregon State University, and the University of Kansas. Now, he didn't coach them all of that time, but back in his early days, he coached them all. When we got a basketball coach or a football coach in here that couldn't get the job done, why, Bill went in and took over and made a team out of them. Bill served 1 year as one of the coaches on the Brooklyn Dodgers professional team. That was along about wartime. We've been talking about this Bill Hargis Day for several years. as I go out hunting with some of these guys. But nothing was done. This last fall, it was decided that we'd better begin to get something done, and that was when it started, I think, at a little hunting trip last fall. And I want to say this, I say here now, that we wanted to open this for everybody. But I knew very well that if we used the news media to advertise it, we would find no place in Emporia large enough to hold it. So we thought it was a good idea to maybe have it a surprise party, and it lasted until the last day or two. In fact, tonight, Bill wasn't yet quite sure. And I want to thank all of you people for cooperating with us in this fine endeavor. And I think we've had a great time, and I don't think there's anything you could do that will please our coach more than your attendance here. Vic Trussler said in his biography of Bill, which appeared in one of the publications here on the campus, Qualities of Greatness, to say that Bill Hargis was a good coach would be a very inadequate statement. He was a great coach. Vic went on to tell why he was great. The best testimony to Bill's greatness are from his fellow men, his former players, and men who have coached as his assistants. Strangely enough, some of the highest praise come from the competitors, men who coached the opponents: Doc Weed, Gwynn Henry, Don Fambro, Ward Haylett, and almost every coach that Bill was ever opponent was also a great friend. Fred Markowitz, in his fine book, excellent book, Football for the Sport of It, devotes about 20 pages to the Hargis era. If you haven't read this book, may I recommend it to you. Bill was inducted into the NAIA Hall of Fame. Many other honors, as you've already heard. I personally feel that the best evidence of Bill's contribution to the scholastic and athletic world is the stature of the men he produced. Men who were scattered all over the country, and we've had letters from as far away as the fellows who couldn't come, from Rome, Italy, from Alaska, as I mentioned before, and about everybody. He's had a wonderful career. He's done a great job. You know, it's getting late, and it's been a great pleasure to me to have been associated with this person, and I give him to you. Bill, take it away.